This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. There are several definitions for the word milonga. It's a musical style from late 19th century Argentina that evolved into what we call tango music. And milonga is also a place or event where tango is danced. Milongas of all definitions and lots of milongueros will be in evidence this weekend in the fourth annual Albuquerque Tango Festival. With us this morning is the festival's organizer, Daniel Boardman. Daniel, welcome.
Thank you, Spencer. Good morning.
New Mexico has a bigger tango-loving population than folks might expect.
Indeed it does. Albuquerque is a bit of a tango mecca. For a variety of reasons, Albuquerque and Santa Fe both have burgeoning Argentine tango communities.
How many people are you expecting for the festival?
At this festival, we're expecting between 650 and 700 dancers, maybe not all at the same time, but as far as total participation, that's about what we're looking at.
And the interest in tango has increased around the United States in the last couple of years.
In particular, and I think our festival benefits from this, we're seeing Argentine tango being popularized, being introduced, danced in smaller communities, not just the big cities. But gosh, this year we'll get people from Omaha, Kansas City, Amarillo, places you'd never think of dancing Argentine tango. You know, and I want to take a moment here and say this is completely different than ballroom tango. This is Argentine tango as it's danced in Argentina today, as it's been danced for close to 100 years. It's typically close embrace, it's completely improvisational, and primarily it's to a body of music, the golden era that perhaps started in the late 20s and really faded out in the early 50s.
A lot of dance festivals have a component of performance in it, professional dancers who perform for the participants. This festival is different.
Some tango festivals emphasize that. We don't. Our emphasis has always been clearly on social dancing, on the milonga, on improving your dance through classes and dancing. Our evening dances typically run till 2 in the morning, except for Saturday, where they run to 5 or 6 in the morning.
Now, there are 4 days altogether. On Sunday, the last day, you will offer a beginner's intensive.
Yeah, I'm really happy with that. And the idea of it is to bring new people into the community. Tango, because of the slow learning curve, is a little bit daunting, and it is a social dance, so there's all sorts of, perhaps nervousness around that. But what we do is on Sunday, starting at 1:30, we have two classes with a really wonderful couple that instructs, Mike and Carrie, nationally known instructors that happen to reside in Taos. And after the two classes, we will have a beginner's milonga, that is a dance party specifically tailored for the people who are just starting. And really, this is for absolute beginners, as well as beginners who've maybe been dancing up to a year. So no dance experience, walk in the door and you'll be fine.
And you're using quite a good local tango band for one of the milongas.
We have Q Tango, whom many of you perhaps have heard on KUNM. They'll be playing Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., and on Sunday in the afternoon, 4:30 to 7:30, in a very informal way, is a tango jam with some other musicians sitting in.
And why, Daniel, were you attracted to tango? What is it about this dance that got you going?
Gosh, you know, I still haven't answered that. I saw it in Buenos Aires. I was down there on business, and I was instantly drawn to it, and I naively thought, this is just walking. I can do this. I'm no dancer, but I can walk. Well, you know, all these years later, I'm still working on walking.
Daniel Boardman has organized the fourth annual Albuquerque Tango Festival tomorrow night, Thursday through Sunday night at the Hotel Albuquerque in Old Town and at Las Puertas on First Street Northwest. Classes, demonstrations, presentations, and lots of milongas. For information and to register, go to albuquerquetangofestival.com. Daniel, have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.